Hello and welcome to the High Vibe Club call for, April Fool's Day. we don't really have a call today. So excited to be here today. We have quite a few people on the line, and I have other people listening to the recording. So welcome, everyone, and welcome to April 1st, 2014. I am thrilled to be here. Say yes if you are thrilled to be here.
Yes.
Yes.
Awesome. Very good. Did I hear someone else chime in?
Yes, Danielle.
Danielle. Hello, Danielle. Welcome.
Hi.
Great. We have Jennifer. We have Danielle. We have Allison. We have Erica. And Dale. Great. It's a full house. Say yes if you like a full house.
Yes.
Yes.
Yay.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Very good. So let me tell you some stuff that's going on in the world of Attract Positive Results and Matt Ryan, and we will move into talking about tonight's topic. And if you have a lot of background noise, just know you can hit, I think it's star 4, and you can mute yourself. But if not, don't worry about it. I'll usually say anything. I'll say it anyway. So I want to just let you know that things are changing around the Attract Positive Results world. It's always evolution and always change. There's one thing that we can always depend on is change. Say yes if you like change.
Yes.
You know, I won't get into the teaching part of that, but sometimes we are resistant to change. Do we ever have resistance to change? Say yes if you ever have resistance to
never.
Change. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. So, but I, you know, all the work that I've done over the many, many years of my spiritual practice and working with the universal principles is that there is just a couple of things that you just always have to just come back to and just have to be okay with change and know when the change comes up, when you're resistant to change, it's just your ego. It's just your ego because life is never ending and it's always growing. What is it doing? It's always
growing.
Life is always growing and it's never ending. So there's always going to be change, and that's a good thing. What is it? It's a
good thing.
Really good thing. So in that vein, I am rebranding and restructuring and doing different things with how things are going to work around here. And I know some of you have know that. I suspended the morning calls for a little while, but it might not be permanent, just so that you know that. I just need to restructure some things and figure out what's best for everyone involved. So we might be bringing those back, or it might be in another form. But we'll keep these monthly calls. And I'm going to let you, just so you know, my website is going through a whole overhaul, and as it overhauls, there's going to be different things. And one of the things that's going to be different is that the Vibe Club, the High Vibe Club, is going to have a lot more audio recordings in the library so you can access them at any time. Would you like that?
Yes. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, because now you get different audios once a month, and that's all going to be switching around, but I'm going to make a whole High Vibe Club library, so you can go in and you can listen to all the past calls. All the past calls will be there for you, and you can just randomly listen to them any time of the day, all the time. And I think that that's really good to have a resource like that. Say yes if you like that.
Yes.
Yes.
I can tell. So that's one thing. And then there's a couple of other things I wanted to tell you is that I have moved, my radio show has gone to Empower Radio, and the time has switched from, I guess it was noon Eastern, now it's 2 Eastern time. But you can listen on demand to those too. Has anyone listened since I've been on Empower Radio?
Yes, yes. On my app, on my phone.
Mm.
Yeah, me too.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's Berendell. Thank you very much for that perfect transition. You can get the Empower Radio. I'm such a salesman right now. You can get the Empower Radio app. But it's,
you can. Well, the same week I got my iPhone. It worked out perfectly.
Yeah. You got the iPhone, and you can get the Empower Radio app. And I think they're developing an Android one, too. So, but what's really cool about it is that you can listen live to what, and there's actually some really good other hosts on Empower Radio too. So you can listen to their shows while it's happening live, the on demand session. You can listen to past shows too by tapping to your while you're running or while you're in your car or anything like that. So good. So that's that. And the new website is going to be, I'm not going to say, but it's all in the works. Because I don't want to put my something out there and then everyone go, I'm waiting for it. The last little bit of business I need to tell you is that my book, Say Yes If, the video training program with that is all coming together. I know I've been talking about it for a few months now, but it's coming together. And so I'm going to have a big, huge launch for the book and the training program and the Oracle cards all together. And I'm going to be doing Google Hangouts about it. Say yes if you've ever done a Google Hangout or know what a Google Hangout is.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, it's really cool. And I'm even thinking about making everything that I do Google Hangouts. It might even be the High Vibe Club might be Google Hangouts, where you're on your computer and you watch me live. It's like a live show, and then you can be involved, and you can text, and you can talk, and everything. It's a pretty cool thing, and I like it a lot. Well, we might be doing that. Hi, little dog. Who's that doggy in the background? Okay. If you use the dog, it's okay.
I don't have one. It might be an app.
Okay. It's an app. It's an app. There's an app for that. Right. So good. That's all I wanted to tell you about what's happening with Attract Positive Results. Before we move on into our topic for today, is there anything that you have questions about the Vibe Club or about anything that's happening on my end? I did want to tell you, in Los Angeles, I started a spiritual empowerment group. I know that none of you are in Los Angeles, but if you know, I would appreciate it, actually, if you know anyone in Los Angeles that would like to get together in a community with other people on a spiritual path. And all of you obviously believe in my work. And well, actually, no, Erica's here. Well, Erica just moved here. Let's say, yay, Erica.
Hey, yay, Erica.
Yay.
So Erica and anyone else, if you know anyone in Los Angeles, every other Monday I'm going to be doing a spiritual empowerment group, and we're going to have a different topic every Monday. Okay?
Wow.
Love you to come. Erica, you're obviously on my list, so you're going to get some information about when that is. It's going to be this coming Monday, okay?
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Cool. All right. So I would like to, before we start talking, I'd like to just let's focus and say a prayer. Say yes if you like prayer.
Yes.
Prayer is the medium of miracles. Definitely, you're going to say a prayer. All right, wherever you are, just shut your eyes. Take a deep breath. Dear Mother, Father, God, Divine Source, Universe, all that is, we come together today with open hearts, open minds, and an open spirit. We allow today to be a time of love, a time of support and understanding of the source itself, of how the universe works and our role in it, and how we are co-creating for every single one of us here today.
We say thank you so much for this time that we have together. We thank you so much for all of our incredible lights. We are so enamored of the way that life flows through ourselves and through everyone else. It is in connecting with that source and connecting with that amazing light that we really, 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 really find our peace, find our joy, and connect back with our love. And we take a deep breath. And we say thank you very much, and so it is. Amen.
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 Okay, good. Alrighty then. So today, we're going to go through, you know, we talk about the law of attraction all the time, but I want to talk about something today that I wrote about in my book. And I think that this is one of the things that I think is so important, so important. It's actually day 19 and called Worry, Worry. And I think that this is a really important thing for us to talk about. And talk about this idea of worrying and what vibration worrying is and what it does. So just going to read a little bit from the book. So just think about this as we talk, and I'll ask you some things, because we know that I'm going to say the definition of the law of attraction before I start saying this, is that whatever we focus on or give our attention to, we attract more in our life. Fill in the blank. Whether
negative or positive.
Negative or positive. So whatever we're focusing on, we are attracting more of it in our life. And sometimes we're not even aware that we're focusing on it. Say yes if that ever happens to you.
Yes.
So how much focus and energy do you think you're putting into worrying about things? This is a question that all of us need to ask ourselves, for we know that what we focus on is what we create more of in our lives. If we are worrying constantly about our finances, who worries about their finances? Say yes if you do.
Yes.
Yes.
You're not saying yes. it's important to know that. I worry about my finances, but hopefully the worrying isn't as much as, you know, the opening up to the positive side of it. So if we're worrying about our finances, our relationships, or just about anything, all we're doing is giving the negative side of any issue the power. As the powerful law of attraction teaches us, we attract into our lives more of what we are focusing on. If we're worrying about debt, you're focusing on what?
Debt.
If you're worrying about relationships being in danger, you're focusing on?
Danger.
Relationships being in danger. If you're worrying about screwing up at that meeting, you're focusing on screwing up. Mm-hmm. It's just like those times when something negative happens in your life and you realize that earlier you have been thinking or focusing on that exact same thing that came to be. Say yes if that's happened to you.
Yes, sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of thing where you're like, oh, I hope that everything's okay with the traffic, because I really have to get there on time. I hope everything's okay with the traffic, and I hope I get there on time, and I hope that I have the traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens?
Traffic.
You're worrying about it, and you're trying your best to be like, oh, I swear, no traffic. But if we're saying traffic, is that inside our bubble or outside our bubble?
Inside
our bubble. And what's inside our bubble is the things that law of attraction is checking into. So if we're saying traffic, you know, that is not good. You know, for example, so let me just ask you this. I would like to share. If I didn't want traffic, what would I focus on? What kind of ride would I focus on? Who would like to give me a reframe on that?
clear roads.
Yep, clear roads, that's a good one.
So you can picture yourself getting there on time, like arriving and the feeling of being there on time.
Mm-hmm. Yep, feeling of being on time. Mm-hmm. Right. Anything else anyone want to share about that? Good. Yeah, clear roads, be there on time, all that stuff. We want to do that. We want to stay away from the word traffic. Because does the word traffic have a negative vibration?
Yes, very much so.
Yep, and so we're focusing on the traffic. It's just sort of like saying, I want a non-smoker. I want a non-smoker. I want a non-smoker. Well, guess what you're going to get?
Smoker.
A smoker! Because you have smoker in your vibration. Smoke in your vibration. Good. So, you know, it's like when you didn't get the job and you know you've been worrying about not getting the job. It's the same thing when the guy doesn't call and you've been worrying about him not calling. Or you're not on time for that important meeting and you've been worrying about not being on time. You know, this is like being a dead horse. We really need to think about this. And we really need to feel about this, because the feeling of worrying about something or bringing that in is something that us as, you know, miracle makers, we're miracle makers. What are we? We are?
Miracle makers.
Miracle makers. As miracle makers, we don't operate from the laws of the world. We operate from the laws of spirit. What do we operate from? The laws of?
Spirit.
So the laws of spirit, we have to go, oh, look at me worrying. Look at me going crazy about the traffic. Look at me going crazy about the guy not calling. Look at me doing that. And then you can choose again. What can you do? You can
choose again.
And then you reframe and you change it. So, because remember, everything in the law of attraction and in life, while we're on this planet, and we want to have a free-flowing experience of joy and fun and love and communication and all of those things that we really want, those kinds of things, we have to remember we need to go towards those things instead of pushing against. So it's not about pushing against what we don't want. It's about going towards what we do want. So I want you to remember the next phrase, and I know you've heard me say it a million times. And in fact, I don't want you to only remember it. I want you to memorize it. I want you to burn it in your brain. What I want you to do?
Burn it in the brain.
In the brain.
Repeat after me. What I resist?
Persist.
What I resist?
You're filling in the blank. Repeat after me. What I resist?
What I resist?
What I resist?
What I resist? Persist. Very good. Good job. Good job. I know it's hard on the phone because we don't have visual cues, which will be so much better when you do the Google Hangout. And did someone just join us? Did someone join us?
No, I just disconnected.
Oh, and you're back. Hello, Erica. Good.
Hi.
So what I resist persists. What I resist persists. What we're putting away from is what we're going to get. So you get the idea. Worrying about anything puts the focus on the negative side of the situation. And what you're focusing on is what you're going to manifest in your life. The end of the story, period. But this is such great news. And you can switch worrying to expecting the best in any situation. You can switch worrying to expecting the what? Expecting the?
Best.
In any situation. And I know it sort of seems like, yeah, duh, of course. But you know what? I've really found that this is one of the most crucial awarenesses that we can have, that I think that you can have, is this our this ability to reframe and shift and change our awareness from worrying to expecting the best. Or if you can't go to the expecting the best, at least go from worrying to something lighter, something better. It's a constant, you know, that's the way it is. And if we are constantly reframing, ultimately we're going to create new patterns. What are we going to create? New what?
New patterns.
New patterns. So if you're used to worrying about money, you can create a pattern where you expect the best about money and where money is related. If you're used to worrying about, you know, relationships and or controlling people, or if you're used to worrying about that kind of stuff, you can create a new pattern, a new habit, and it will change. And it's all through reframing over and over and over. And when you do that, you create a new pattern. And when you create a new pattern, it's just the way it is. For example, you know, with the money situation, you can be somebody that's been always worried about money your whole life. You could be in your 20s, you could be in your 40s, and you've been always like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. About money. What about money? What about money? And that is a tiring roller coaster to be on. Say yes if you've ever been on that roller coaster.
Yes.
Of worrying about money and worrying about money. I have never too much. I don't have enough. I only have enough. I don't have enough. I only have enough. I don't have enough. I only have enough. Does that sound like anyone's brain?
Yes.
that has sounded like mine in the past. But I changed that. And I got so tired of that roller coaster, I said, I can't do it anymore. This is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And I'm realizing that me worrying about the money is keeping the money further away from me, first of all. And I changed the pattern because I, you know, it's sort of like, you know, when they say in Alcoholics Anonymous that people, you know, they're only going to change when they hit rock what? Rock?
Bottom.
So in any area of your life, if it's your relationships, if it's your finances, if it's your whatever, you will hit rock
bottom.
And you will say, no, I'm done. This is not working for me anymore. I cannot do it anymore. And that happened with me with money, and I started to use affirmations, and I started to change my whole perception around money, and then everything changed with money for me. And I'll be completely honest with you. It's not like I'm a multimillionaire. But this is the deal. I have probably the most important thing is our vibration, first of all. It's not the result in the world. The most important thing is our vibration. What's the most important thing? Our
vibration.
So I do fine. It's great. But my vibration around money has completely evened out. It's evened out. I know that if for some reason I look in the bank and it doesn't have a big amount, it's okay. Whatever. Because you know what, as some of you know, I have developed this thing around money, and I you know all of you can, because if you can change your pattern, I am the king of getting free, I'll just say it, shit. I'm the king of free shit. I am the king of free shit because the reason I'm the king of free shit is that I don't care. It doesn't matter to me if I have the money or if I don't. All I know is that's what I want to do. That feels right. And if I have the money or not, it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And I've decided that. And it's because I changed my vibration from worrying about money to saying, it's all good even if I don't have money. It's all good even if I don't have money. Make sense, everyone?
Yep. Yes.
Say yes if that story or that my shift inspires you around your money situation at all.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear one person to say why does that inspire you, and what can you take away from my story I just told you about how I shifted my money? Who would like to say something about how it's inspired them? And some of you have known this story for a while. Who would like to say something?
Well,
Well, I don't know if this is exactly the same, but, you know, since we've been working together.
That's Danielle? Sorry, is that Danielle?
This is Danielle. Yes, hi.
Okay.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Danielle.
First,
I just want to make sure. Go ahead.
So since, you know, I've really been focusing on changing my vibration just in general, you know, my vibration about everything. I mean, now that I think about it, my money situation has been, you know, not abundant, but it's been okay. It's been working out. You know, I've been getting my regular child support like I'm supposed to, and I haven't even thought about it until you said that. You know, like I haven't even, like, been worrying about it. Is my money going to hit? Is my money going to hit? Am I going to pay? Is he going to pay? You know, is he going to go out on furlough? It's just, it's been there every week, and I really haven't even realized it.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That is awesome, Danielle. Let's say, yay, Danielle.
Yay, Danielle.
Danielle, you bring up an amazing point. Everyone, I want you to hear what she just said. She said, I wasn't really focusing on money, but you were focusing on just changing your vibration because the most important thing is your
vibration.
So you were working on your vibration, and you, I know Danielle personally, so I know that we've been working on a couple of different areas, but she's been working on it just in general, her vibration. And so, but really in one area in particular, very strongly. Yes, right, Danielle?
Yes.
One area in particular. And it wasn't money. It was not money.
No.
It wasn't money. Now, what's so beautiful about this and how the world works, I mean, how energy works and how God, the universe works, whatever, is that once you get, it's the theme of my book. If you say yes, that you're going to change your vibration about something, the universe goes, oh, you want to do that? Okay, I'm going to support you. I'm going to match that for you. And it doesn't just, this is huge, it doesn't just match you in that one area. It matches you in all the areas.
Right.
That is good
Amazing.
News. Amazing. Say yes, that's good news.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's good news. Because it means that you don't have to go, okay, now I'm just going to focus on my money. I'm just going to, you focus on this thing that's in front of you that goes, oh, I got to change this vibration. Because I'm telling you, like when I change my, when I really work on changing my vibration around money, other things get better. My relationships get better. My career gets better. My whatever. Because have you ever heard of this, say yes if you've heard of this saying, the way you do one thing is the way you do everything.
Yes.
Well, that's exactly what the universe is doing, too. If it gets the clue that you're doing one thing in one area like that, it cannot help but bleed into every other area on some level. It might not be huge, but it will always affect everything. That's why it's so important that if you're worrying about one thing, take care of that one thing you're worrying about and fix the vibration in that area, and the other things will start to really iron themselves out. And then if you want to, like, for example, Danielle, you now see some improvements in your vibration around money, and it's just happening. But if you wanted to work on it a little more to be like, you know, there's still some weird things in there about money, you could work on that, and you'll get a better result. Really great. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
What does it do? Okay. Let me ask you this. Everyone here, and who would like, thank you, Danielle, for sharing that.
Yep.
Having Danielle share that story and everyone thinking about, if I just look at one area of my life and work on it and the other areas kind of shift and raise their vibrations too, who would like to share something about what that does for them? What does that make you feel about your process, about your life? Who would like to share?
I will. It's Jen. It makes me want to focus on the things that aren't working too, at the same time to, you know, even though it'll bring up negative feelings, but I would, you know, I feel like I would want to focus on the things that aren't working too and give it attention. So so I could release it or something and move on already.
Yeah, exactly. I love that feeling, that vibration you just said, that move on already.
Yeah.
It's pretty empowering to just say, you know, because the universe and you and co-creating with the universe isn't giving you everything to work on at once to overwhelm you. You might think so, but that's not true. There's a couple of things in your life that you need to clean up the vibration in. Those are the things you work on. The other things will all follow. Kabish?
That's true. Kabish.
Kabish. It's creating new. I wrote this. I'm looking at my whiteboard in front of me, and it's so funny. This morning just came to me, and I wrote positive patterns, positive pattern training, positive pattern training. How interesting. This is what we're talking about, right?
I like that. Mm-hmm.
Having a positive pattern training, to train yourself to have a positive pattern. And if you do it in your, you know, in your work life, it has to affect other areas of your life. Love it. I love it. Good. Cool. So let me just thank you, Jennifer, for saying that. Thank you for sharing that. So let me just continue reading a little bit, then we're going to open the call up to everyone and share our stuff. Where did I leave? I guarantee that there is something right now that is floating around in your vibration that you're worrying about. And if you're not careful, it will manifest into something that will not be on the positive side, unless you can switch it. When you switch your worrying about any issue in your life to expecting the best or a higher vibration, your vibration will change. And when I want you to fill in, most of you are students of mine for a while, so I want you to fill in blank. When your vibration changes, your what changes? Your
results.
Very good. Thank you. Everyone together. When your vibration changes, your
results change.
Very good. That is the law, and that is how we are co-creators with the universe at every moment. I think one of the best ways to do this, and you've heard this before too, I think one of the best ways to do this is to say to yourself something like, how can it get any better than this? How can it get any better than this?
I like that.
Is that a positive vibration?
Yeah.
You can say, what? You know, how can it get any better than this? You're really going, you can only go up from here. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you have a piece of paper and pencil, I want you to write that down right now, or pen. I want you to
I'm writing this down. Yeah, I wrote it down.
Very good. Very good, Grasshopper. Very good. How can it get any better than this? Repeat after me. How can it get any better than this? Go.
How can it get better than this?
Good. What does it feel like? Who wants to share? What does it feel like when you say, how can it get any better than this?
It feels inspiring and exciting.
Yeah. Which is
it's like
awesome.
Anticipating the best.
Yeah. Like it.
Because what is worrying? It's anticipating the...
worst, yeah.
Worst.
Mm-hmm.
It's anticipating the worst. So you want to say, how can it get any better than this? You know what? I'm telling you, if you can do that in the face of what the world is showing you, it seems like it's like traffic. I'll just use the analogy of traffic. The world's showing you traffic, and you can say, how can it get any better than this? If you are looking at traffic and say, how can it get any better than this? You immediately start to open your vibration. I mean, your vibration changes, your results change. That's why physical things change when you change your mind.
True.
Yeah.
Also, too, I was thinking how Eckhart Tolle and a lot of other teachers talk about accepting the present moment, and that our resistance to it is what not accepting what is the issue. So saying, how can it get any better than this, is like basically accepting the present moment. Like,
yeah, it is.
Appreciating it for what it is.
Totally. Thank you. That's
puts you in the flow.
Yeah, Allison, that's so true. That is so true. And, you know, it's so funny. This week, you know, there's always themes in life, and you start talking about something that comes up over and over and over again in your life. Mm-hmm. So, yes, if that happens to you.
Yeah, all the time.
And I'm telling you, in my private coaching trainings and even in my just a lot of different things, I keep getting this one thing, and I think it really is the key, and you've heard me say it before, that the Buddha's definition of suffering is expecting the world or people to be different than what it is.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's take a deep breath on that.
True, very true.
And isn't worry just another word for suffering?
Yes,
yes.
Absolutely. Worrying is just another word for suffering. So if we could just go, hey, I'm just going to accept it for what it is instead of trying to change it. Oh, it's traffic. But I am going to allow something other than traffic. And
mm-hmm.
who knows? And it could be, you know, and you're right, Eckhart Tolle and the great sages of our time and times past, of course, Buddha, knew. It's like your discomfort and your craziness and your vibration only comes from wanting to change something,
mm-hmm.
not allowing it to be. That's really cool. Thank you so much for bringing that up, Allison.
You're welcome.
So saying this, you know, how can it be better than how can it get any better than this? It's kind of what it does, really. It activates your imagination, and it activates your imagination towards ways in which the situation could have a positive resolution in some way. And it's a great, like I said before, it's a great question to ask ourselves, even in a positive situation, not just negative situations, because it opens you up to even more. And more positive outcomes, and more positive outcomes, and more positive outcomes, and what? And more what?
More positive outcomes.
Positive outcomes. You know, there's a whole thing about all of us have such individual upper level limits. I won't talk about that book that I love so much, but we all have like, oh, I can only be this happy. I can only have this much money. I can only have this much love. I don't have. But if you keep saying, if that one of the ways to break through that upper level limit of money or love or joy or peace or whatever is to keep saying to yourself, how can it get any better than this? How can it get any more peaceful than this? How can it get any more abundant than this? How can it get any more joyful than this? You can use anything you want. But what it does is your whole being will start to go, well, it can get more peaceful. I didn't think I could be more peaceful, but it can. I didn't think that I could have more love, but it can. And when you do that, I get the chills all over. When you do that a lot, that's such a great practice. Let me tell you, that's a positive pattern, you know, practice, is that you want to just keep going, how can it get more loving than this? It can, because whatever your experience is, just your experience, because there's so many more loving experiences. How can it get more joyful than this? Well, if it's just my experiences of joy, it could be a million other experiences of joy that you haven't even, and you will never in your whole lifetime think about this. This is really amazing. If you want to turn worry into a positive, you start thinking about how many people in this world there have been ever since, I don't even know the number, it's the hundreds of billions of human beings who have experienced joy and the ways they've experienced joy. How can I be more joyful than this? Is that, oh my God, I've only experienced joy, you know, in my own personal little life this many times, and it's only, you know, maybe 12,000, 15,000 times up till now. I don't know what it is. But there's so many other possibilities for joy. So many other possibilities for abundance. So many other possibilities for love. Say yes if you're getting inspired by this right now.
Yeah. I am.
So as you go through your day tomorrow, I want you to think about this. I want you to really think, oh my God, I've only had these few experiences. But boy, if I tapped into even one millionth of what other people have experienced in the world, of their joy, of their love, of their abundance. Oh, my God. How could it get any better than that? It can get a lot better. A lot better. And there's no ceiling at all. You can expand and grow. And it's so interesting because the beginning of our talk today was about change. And we're always changing. We're always growing. And so you can keep asking yourself that over and over. How can I get more loving? How can I get more abundant? You know, even in, you look in your life and your best friends, your three best friends, and think, oh, my God, she's experienced joy through her dog. He's experienced joy through his work. She's experienced joy through, you know, being an artist. So there's a million ways I can experience joy. I haven't experienced them yet, but it's all around me. All around me. That would be a really good lesson to do. Think about all those things and then write them all down. How did they experience joy? How did they experience love? How did they experience abundance? Ooh, I like it. I'm on a roll. I'm on a roll.
Yeah, you are. Good stuff.
But you get why I'm sort of dwelling in this. I'm staying in this vibration. Do you understand? You get it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Cool. So, and you know what? I want to also give you another thing that's in the chapter of the book, too, is that another great way to bring positive vibrations into a worrying situation is to say this. And I know that you have used this, some of you have used this before, too, is to say, lots could happen about this. Lots could happen in this situation. Say yes if you use that.
I forgot about that. No, I want to.
Yeah. So, for example, you know, it's like, let's just take the traffic. We're on the traffic theme. Let's just take the traffic. Obviously, I've become a California driver. if you're in traffic, and you could say, you could definitely use that, you know, how can I get any better than this? You could say, lots could happen in this situation. What could happen in the situation? You know what? It could be just two blocks, you know, maybe two stops ahead of me that, you know, the milk truck that spilled over is right there. Who knows? Lots could happen in this situation. It could just suddenly open up. It could be lots could happen in that, you know, maybe I get a call from one of my best friends I haven't heard from forever and ever and ever, and I'm meant to stop here and really focus on talking to her while I have to sit in the traffic. Do you know what I mean? Lots could happen in a really good way. So what this sentence says is open you up to the possibilities other than just the negative and worrying, the worrying outcome that you've been focusing on. Okay? Capiche?
Capiche.
Mm-hmm. Capiche. I've been talking for 45 minutes. Max, stop. Okay. We are going to just, I'm just going to wrap this up with the very end of the of this chapter, which I think is really important. And I want you to think of it like this too. Excuse me. Another thing that's going to help you is to think of worrying is actually as praying for something that you don't want. When you worry, when you pray, you focus on something that you want to manifest or you want to feel more in your life. Yes or no?
Yes.
Worrying is like a prayer for the thing you don't want. I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want that. You're praying for it. You're focusing on it, and it will come to you. It will come to you. Oh, I don't want him to not call. I don't want him to not call. He's not going to call. It's like praying for what you don't want. And do smart people pray for what they don't want?
No.
No. We're using no in a very specific way. They don't. They pray and they focus on growing and changing and what they do want to experience in their lives. Okay? All right. Let's take a deep breath, everyone. So this is the part of the call where I open up to everybody, and the rules of the call are what makes it easier for us to follow is that if you have a comment, a question that you want to share with the group, is that I would appreciate if you say your name and then state whatever your question or statement is. Capiche?
Capiche.
Okay. Very good. All right. So we can you can either reflect on anything that we've just talked about, worrying and vibration and all of that stuff, or shifting it, or if you've had something in your life you want to celebrate that you've manifested, that you or that you're having trouble manifesting or you're having stuck vibrations with, I'm here for you right now. So who would like to speak first? I have a feeling it's you. What's your name?
I'll go. It's Jen. I have a comment about money and about the energy around money. And for me, it's a big deal because I had created some debt for myself, actually quite some debt. And part of it, I never really dealt with it or ignore it because I never wanted to deal with it. I never wanted to look at it. So, within like the last, 2 years, and Max, since we've been working together, it's gotten so much better. But lately I've been deciding to make like a date night with me and my bills and just sitting down and I have some debt, like I said, and I'm in a debt management program. And when I get the bills that are in the program, now I'm like, I sit down, I look forward to looking at the debt. Because when I enter the numbers of, like, from the previous month, it's down. So then it goes down, a little bit of money. So now I, like, look forward to it. So when I sit down and I write my bills, like my car and, like, Con Ed, it never bothers me because it is what it is, But my other debt, it was just so overwhelming for me that it was a block in all areas of my life. I feel like part of a block. And, but now I look forward to sitting down. And then when during the week when I get all like my mail and then I have a pile, I'm like, oh, I need to regroup with this and sit down. And I look forward to it. But in the past, I never did. And it's gotten so much better. And I noticed that when I give it my attention, the worry is less, and I don't have enough money or anything, and it kind of really all works out, and I feel like thank God I get what I need. Maybe I don't want right now I want something big, but the little things, the necessities, I can get.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. I'll say, yay, Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer.
Yay, Jen.
Jen, there's so many things about that that's so great. I mean, it's that, I think I even said this today. I think I tweeted it or something. It's like, what you keep running from is going to keep chasing you.
Oh, worse.
It will keep chasing you. But if you turn around and you face the thing, it will stop chasing you. What will it do? It will...
Stop chasing you.
If you're running away from your debt and you turn around and go, stop, I'm going to turn around and I'm going to face it, it will stop chasing you. If you're running away from your fear of intimacy with another person and you turn around and you face it and go, I have fear of intimacy and I'm going to be intimate with someone, it's going to stop chasing you and you're going to heal it. You're going to do what? You're going to
heal it.
So, Jennifer, do you feel like you're healing your relationship with money?
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And lately, the more I was attention, I was giving my, money and things, and, I had some plans, and I have a loan on my car, and I'm like, oh, maybe in a couple of years I'll get a new car, and then all of a sudden, the other day, I get a phone call from the dealer that I bought my car, and he's like, they wanted to buy my car back pre-owned. And then, I just got a new car last night, and they worked with me, and I got a good deal, and it was the same payment, but I added an extra $13 because I needed, I wanted bumper coverage, and it all worked out. And then my insurance, I was under my mom's insurance, and I'm like, oh, let me price my own. And meanwhile, it's $400 cheaper. And then I called today, and they gave me back $300. So I'm like, where is that coming from? I'm unsure why I'm getting $300 back, but whatever.
I will tell you exactly why. Well, first of all, everyone, isn't this a great example of when you face your fear and you move forward with it, how it changes the results? Isn't that a great
example? Yes.
Yes. And I know why you're getting the $300 and why it's all happening. You know why? Because your negative vibration is being cleaned up. That's it. That's it.
And
your negative vibration about money is being cleaned up. So money's going to come in. Oh.
Nice.
Yes. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. Oh, my God, Jennifer, that is awesome. Brilliant. Who's inspired by Jennifer's story right now? I am.
I am.
I am.
Sure. For sure. Oh, I really am. Really beautiful. And I just looked at my phone and I saw the picture that you sent me of your new car.
Oh, yeah. It's so cute.
So cute. I love it. Yay. Let's all say yay, Jen.
Yay.
So Jen, you know, I want you to really see this as you did what we talk about. You focused on the thing that was a negative vibration, and you wanted to clean it up. You started cleaning it up, and you're reaping the rewards of it. So good. So good.
And I wasn't even, you know, I know I want to clean up, but I'm not thinking about rewards. I'm just thinking I want to move past this already.
Exactly.
And whatever happens, I want to be open. But I want, you know, and I'm trusting whatever happens is going to be in my best interest. And I just want to move, you know, past it already. I'm over it.
Yeah, you know, as I say always, you put your vibrational foot down. You were done with it.
Right.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. I love it. Thank you for sharing that. That's really wonderful. That really helps me a lot. So, thank you. Okay. Anyone else have anything they want to share in a success or a challenge that they've had about vibration or about what they want to set up, they want to attract, that we can help them with? Who's going to go next? We have about 5 minutes.
I want to go.
Who's that?
Erica.
Okay, Erica.
So, which is,
breaking up.
Erica, if you can hear me, you're breaking up. I heard about a third of that. If you're in a place where you can move, or if you're try moving, and then hopefully you have a better connection. Can you try now? Are you there?
So I was being appreciative every day, even though, you know, some people were shooting and whatever. And then I was thinking, I really want to move into a abandoned neighborhood. I really want to move into a abandoned neighborhood. And right now, I just moved into an abandoned neighborhood in Los Angeles.
Oh, wow.
Same price as what I'm paying with my apartment if I include everything like utility and my gym, which is cheaper.
Very good.
Right.
Good. I'm so happy about that.
Congratulations. That's great. How does that feel, Erica?
I feel really happy.
Yeah. And Erica, I just want, because I know your story and I know who you are and everything. So, Erica, can you just tell them, Erica just moved to Los Angeles, so she said, whatever. But I think what's really important here is that what's the reason that you moved to Los Angeles and things are working out? What are you following?
I kind of thought about my girlfriend is following what she really wanted to do in her life. And she was like vibrating so highly and me. So I said to myself, what can I do? And then, you know, Steve Jobs said that you have to think about last day of your life and what do you really want to do? And my answer was, you know, I want to go back to Harvard and just work. So I had to make a decision to just, you know, I was thinking about it and then I just had to make a decision. That was the right decision. Like, once I made the decision, everything like came into me so easily and amazing. So I kind of knew that was it. That was what my soul was.
Yeah, really beautiful. Really beautiful.
It's a scary decision. But
go ahead,
once I made the decision, it was a very scary decision for me because, you know, that was a very, like, life-changing decision. So.
Yeah, that's life-changing to move from New York to Los Angeles to,
yeah.
You know, and really dedicate yourself to be like, you know what, I want to work in film, and this is my passion, and this is what's calling me. And that little voice inside is going, you know you want to do this. You know you want to do this. Say yes if you have that voice inside you.
Yes.
You know. And what's so beautiful is, Erica, you're honoring the voice. Honoring the voice.
Yeah.
And what does Joseph Campbell says? Follow your?
Bliss.
Joy.
Bliss. Follow your bliss. When you follow your bliss, of course, your vibration changes. When your vibration changes, your results change. Your results change, your life changes.
Yes.
I love that.
Amen.
Go ahead, Eric. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm done. So I'm really happy where I am right now.
Awesome.
I'll say yay, Erica.
Yay,
Erica.
Congratulations. Love it.
That's awesome.
Good.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. Beautiful. Beautiful. And now you're out here and we can get to hang out. Yay! Very good. All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for everything. I mean, I just think that this has been, you know, I think that everyone had some shifts. Say yes if you had some shifts from tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go around, and before we totally sign off, I'd like to go around and everyone put a one or two words that they've learned from today or that they're taking away from our work today. And I will go first, and then how it will work is that the next person will please then just say their name and then say their words or what they're taking away from today. So, I am going to take away this idea, I'm going to take that back. I'm going to take away, and this is just a personal thing, you probably won't even understand this, but that's okay. I'm going to take away from this whole experience is trusting myself. Who would like to go next?
I go loving yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Loving yourself. Thank you very much, Erica. Next.
This is Allison. I think it's like focusing on what you want to experience.
Thank you, Allison.
It's Danielle. I'm going to someone had mentioned earlier about free-flowing and staying in a free-flowing like state. I don't remember where, how that was brought up, but it was ironic because Jen and I went to yoga this weekend, and it was spoke about it, yoga also, like free-flowing. Remember, Jen, merrily jumping down the stream?
Yes.
It was just ironic to me that it was just said at yoga, and then it was said again today, and I was like, wow, that was meant to be said again, so I'm just going to keep that in my head.
Nice. Thank you, Danielle. It's good to hear your voice. Who would like to share
too.
Now?
I'm taking away from the call. I feel excited and inspired and more at peace with accepting things that need that I want healing. Instead of running away.
Good. Cool. And who have, oh, we haven't heard from Del. Del, what are you taking away from today? What stands out for you?
Peace of things and focus on the things that give me issues. Focus on them one at a time and tackle them. And I'm successful so far.
Very good. Thank you very much. Let's all give ourselves a big round of applause. Yay!
Yay!
Good job. Thank you for being such amazing souls to communicate with and be with. I'm just honored, and I feel blessed to have all of you in my life. And I just want to let you know that our next call will be April 29th, which, by the way, will be 5 days after I meet Maria Osmond and get her to autograph me my arm, and I'm going to get it tattooed. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Awesome. So excited about, which you will, I'm sure you will all know. So, you know, Maria Osmond brings me joy. So I always bring up Maria Osmond because it's ultimately whatever brings you joy, you need to go for it. You need to go for your joy or your bliss. I don't know if Maria Osmond brings me bliss, but she brings me joy. So I'm going to meet her on the 24th. She's going to, and I'm going to get a tattoo of her autograph on my arm. Yay!
Wow.
Love
Yay.
It.
Yay!
Awesome.
And there'll be great photographs. So everyone
good.
Have a beautiful night. Let's all say good night.
Yes. Good
night.
Good night.
Thank
night.
You.
Thank you.
Buddy.
Bye. Talk to you
bye.
Later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.